Simple. Let's say we are in a cave and there are these beautiful paintings, but you cannot see it because you don't have a flashlight, do you? I'm ready. I go in with a flashlight. I enjoy it. You do not have the flashlight. That's why you don't see it. You need a special light to see the chair. This is where we left it. Now, doctor, I thought you would use this opportunity to get away somehow, bring some excuses. What happened? Okay, please start with 10:20.
10:20. Go from inanimateness into the world of spirits. Hearken to the loud noise of the particles of the world. The glorification of God by inanimate beings will become evident to thee. The doubts suggested by interpretation will not carry thee away.
The word is interpretation. The real word over there means interpretation, but it's more than that. I told you about it. Add to that, to giving priority to different meaning, levels of meaning and things like that. That's what they do for ta'wil. Yes?
Since thy soul hath not the lamps for seeing, thou hast made interpretations, saying, how should visible glorification be the meaning intended? The claim to see is an erroneous fancy. Nay, the sight of that causes him that sees it to glorify God at the time when he regards its significance.
What does that all mean? He started with the thing we left. He said, because you don't have that flashlight, you don't see it. You're looking around in this universe that to you is dead, is not alive, right? They're not alive. You should go out of a non-living sphere of mind, then you would realize that they are or talking, praying. You have your mindset that this is not alive. And you have no reason for that, do you? The only thing that I could think of when it comes to the universe being dead or alive, the simplest thing that I could explain to this child is that we have never ever seen life coming out of non-life. Life is giving birth to life. And we have never seen a living system with a death part or vice versa. Thinking about vice versa is really complicated. Could you think or imagine a dead elephant with a leg alive? Could you? A living part is always a member of another living part. That's how life is connected to each other. All this life is disconnected. How could it be? The environment is alive, therefore we are alive. Look at our environment. How do you describe our environment? Honestly, it doesn't matter which scale you choose. Go subatomic, go to galaxies. Everything is moving around and changing, and nothing is staying put. None. We cannot even find a particle that is staying somewhere. Everything should move. What is this? Look at this chair, show me the movement. That is my point. There is movements we don't see, and movement is a part of life. life is a moving phenomenon, changing phenomenon, isn't it? If it stops, what will happen? We put somebody somewhere and suddenly everything stops. That somebody is dead. No matter what you do, that is a cadaver. Later you're walking, okay, good for you, but for that moment that's a cadaver. And in that cadaver, everything is moving very fast. All the electrons are going around, you see? Everything is moving over there, you don't see it. If everything stops, time will stop. We know it now differently. Rumi explains it differently, but everything is that when you're looking at something and you don't understand it completely, you have a tendency to make a meaning out of it the way you prefer. That is the problem of that word. You change it the way it pleases you. They were inherited, this group we are talking historically, it's good to know a little bit about them. They inherited a good empire in the very moment of critical movements. So the best way over there is iron fist. They became dictators. And they were talking about religion. And they made the religion so difficult that nobody could be a real believer in that time. And they're famous for killing people. That simple. All these words of Otelu, kill, in Quran, for them meant literally killing people. They enjoyed it. And the residue was one way of thinking about. And that way is something cheating between a spiritualism but having your feet firmly in realism. Not tending toward a spirituality. Being a spiritual tending towards logical fellows. This is a part of it. All the different fractions of Islam and interpretation came from this movement to not to listen to the good stuff but try to interpret it the way you prefer it. And this, we're not talking about some fellows in Saudi doing this 100 years ago. I don't know if they exist or not. I'm not going in that domain. We are talking about you. Don't forget. So we are talking about some tendency in you to interpret the stuff. And guess what? One of the tricks that somebody could play for you is doing it for you. Look at you and realize that, oh, you like it this way, right? Okay, I will make it up this way to influence you. This is a silly stuff, pay attention. Yes.
Therefore, inasmuch as it reminds you of glorification, that indication is even as uttering the words of glorification. This is the interpretation of the Mutazilites and of those who do not possess the light of immediate intuition.
Yes, that immediate intuition and things like that. You could please change that interpretation to that special word we talked about, hal, which means feeling and which means now, this moment, and it refers to main question we had from Rumi. You remember, we went to him and say, how could I have a very good hal? How could you feel good? And he said, okay, sit down and listen. And he goes back to that word time after time. To tell you that. Here, you say, this is the silly way of this group, and anybody without that good spirit I'm talking about. Means this fellow, for me, are the bad example. Why? Because of that interpretation, yes?
When a man has not escaped from sense perception, he will be a stranger to the ideas of the unseen world.
So you have to escape what? The sense perception, which, I don't know, the word here is hes, is feeling, is this sensuality of the animal. You have five instruments here to have some feelings and things like that, and that's the animal one. If you're staying in that, I'm sorry, you have to come out. Where to? Remember? I think you forgot a little bit. You said, come out of that personal feeling that animals gathers information from outside. There is something else that the animal cannot do. I mean, there is something else you should know, that you cannot listen. It cannot be taught. You cannot see. You cannot touch. What is it? Do you remember? Common sense. What is common sense? Huh? Common sense is a part of humanity that if one of you decides to write a letter about, then you realize, this common sense is not common sense. I cannot even explain it. But it's a part of a human being. Means what? Means the stuff that we all together, we share somehow. It comes from this we, that we know, and it doesn't need any proof or analysis. It's just here, period. It's so obvious that it doesn't need my thinking. Means what? Means I'm stepping back from my personal thinking. The information that comes from all of this to here is my thinking and judgment, right? I want to step back. Do you remember I wanted to understand this reality? Rumi said, step back. Go in the stage of sleeping, dream. What is that? From that, you will understand that this outside is limited to possibilities, blah, blah, over there, everything is possible. Here we do the same. You want to get out of this feelings, understanding of the animal? Step back. Go to common sense. We call it hisse mushtarak, exactly. Some shared feeling, you know, feeling. That's what it is. Common sense. We say, this is the first step. So, you're welcomed. This is common sense. This is the gate. And I don't think it would go around and say, they didn't open the door for me. This is the gate and is always open. Common sense. Next to that, we say, this is the outer ring of this stuff we're talking about. Then there are inner rings. There are five senses out there, we have five here. The second ring inside will be
imagination.
Yes. Imagination is the second ring. Then the third one is hallucination. Do you see where I'm heading? No. But you understood this. I'm stepping back from all the logical understanding, the real stuff of the animal, step back to some common sense. We know what we don't know why, something like that, right? Then I went, imagination. I'm two steps further away of the reality. But imagination is still connected to this reality because it will come from here and it will go back over there with all my planning and stuff. I go one step back. Means I leave even that function of imagination and that understanding and relationship, and it is illusion. So I go in illusion.